T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The mayor of Vegas says they've been having quiet chats with the A's for a couple of years now, Phil.
That's right, and at least with Major League Baseball as the front people, a person on the idea since 2019 and possibly even before that. Been talking with Major League Baseball about bringing a team to Las Vegas, and in particular, the Oakland A's, as the question of whether they're going to get their waterfront ballpark in Oakland continues to sort of plow on slowly and with more tensions. But, you know, it's interesting, Stan, on a couple of fronts. Number one is that until recently, Las Vegas was seen as the one city that couldn't get a major sports franchise because of the gambling.
Yeah, that's well over, isn't it, Phil?
That is so far in the rearview mirror. As a matter of fact, most major league sports, rather than fearing gambling as a corruption of the sport, going back to the World Series that was thrown, remember?
Yeah, the Black Sox,
They're embracing it.
Yep.
They own partnerships in it. The fantasy leagues, it's all part of it now, part and parcel. And Las Vegas is also a growing metropolitan area. And Stan, what Las Vegas has that Oakland doesn't have is the money and the overriding will to get these things done, big things done, whether it's a casino, a stadium for the Raiders that took a statewide initiative and a tax on the hotel industry. They did it, and they were willing to, and they were happy to. So the idea of them ponying up the money for a baseball, I don't know if it'd be indoor or outdoor stadium, is not out of the question. And the scariest part of the mayor's, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodwin's text wasn't that she'd been in touch with everybody, but she was excited at the idea of possibly getting him.
Well, and you know, the thing is, her predecessor, her husband, Oscar Goodman, they've been talking to MLB for like 20 years. As you say, way back before the gambling fear fell apart. And, you know, they have numerous sites. They have the old minor league ballpark site. They've since built a new one. The old site is not a bad location. And, Phil, the one thing you point out, they have a bottomless supply of cash. If you just put a buck tax on every room every night at all of those hotel casinos, bang, you have all the money you need to build something like that.
Right. And the quickest way to get something done is tax the outsider. Tax the person that's coming in. Now, meanwhile, Portland is struggling with trying to get something set up there. They've been pitching for a while. We've got Vancouver. We've got Nashville. We've got San Antonio. You've even got Charlotte, North Carolina, and possibly Montreal getting a team back. But these teams do move. They go where the market is. And don't underestimate the strength of Major League Baseball owners, other owners saying, you know, that Las Vegas market is someplace we should be. And all of a sudden, the A's might be getting pressure to go there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.